This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Japan have created a roadmap for the next decade with investment, innovation, economic security, technology, people and regional cooperation at its core. He highlighted that special emphasis will be placed on strengthening ties between small and medium enterprises as well as startups of both nations. Inviting Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world, Mr. Modi announced that India and Japan have set a target of 10 trillion yen in Japanese investments in India over the next 10 years. He was addressing a joint press conference after the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo alongside his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है। हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है। हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट, इनोवेशन, इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरनमेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, मोबिलिटी, पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्टेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप, ये प्रमुख बातें हैं।
Prime Minister Modi has announced that an action plan will be created for the human resource exchange over the next 5 years. Both sides will encourage the exchange of 500,000 people from different sectors between India and Japan. As part of this, 50,000 skilled Indians will actively contribute to Japan's economy. The Prime Minister said that India and Japan are committed to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi has said that Japanese technology and Indian talent form a winning combination. While work is underway on the high-speed rail project, he noted that under the Next Generation Mobility Partnership, rapid progress will also be made in sectors such as ports, aviation and shipbuilding. He added that India welcomes the agreement between ISRO and JAXA for cooperation in the Chandrayaan 5 mission. Mr. Modi further said that India-Japan partnership is rooted in mutual trust, reflects national priorities, and is shaped by shared values and beliefs. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said that India is bringing transformation to the world. As Japan and India strengthen their relations, he emphasized that both countries should leverage each other's strengths to find solutions to share challenges and support one another. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba exchanged a joint statement, the long-term vision document on bilateral relations and the joint declaration on India-Japan security cooperation before addressing the press. Talking to media on Prime Minister Modi's two-day visit to Japan, Foreign Secretary Mishri has said that Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba discussed the regional and global situation, and it was clear that in the midst of considerable geopolitical flux, the ties between India and Japan remain a pillar of stability in the international system. Foreign Secretary has informed that both leaders exchanged a joint vision for the next decade. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Mumbai on a two-day tour to attend Ganeshotsav festivities in the city. Mr. Shah will visit the Lal Bagh Charaja, one of the famous Ganesh Mandals, in Mumbai today. He will also visit some other Ganesh Mandals in Bandra and Andheri area of Mumbai. During the visit, Mr. Shah is expected to meet Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and discuss about the current political situation, the ongoing Maratha protests, and the BJP's preparation for the Maharashtra Mega Local Bodies elections. Shah may also meet Deputy Chief Minister Ignaz Shinde and Ajit Pawar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has directed officials to complete the holding area at New Delhi Railway Station at the earliest for the better crowd management during festivals. Mr. Vaishnaw yesterday visited New Delhi Station and took stock of the holding area being built in the station premises. A permanent holding area is being built towards Ajmeri Gate of New Delhi Railway Station to ensure smooth management of passengers during festivals. In boxing, India's junior boxers won 7 gold medals, 7 silver medals and 12 bronze medals, making a total haul of 26 medals at the 3rd Belt and Road International Youth Boxing Gala, Under-17, Under-19, Under-23, International Training Camp and Tournament in Xinjiang, China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.